We're live.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into an emergency episode of the LA podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and the biggest news from around the association. Anthony Davis has just been traded to the Dallas Mavericks for Luka Doncic. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that is going on as far as, you know, Max Christie was sent as well. We got Maxi Kleber. Shams just broke this. I think the entire internet is breaking right now. Subscribe, like, I don't even care right now. What are your guys' thoughts? We got to talk this out,
dude,
man.
Yeah, let's. Oh, boy. I crawled out of bed to be here with you guys right now, and
I appreciate that.
It had to be done. Like, this is insane. Like,
yeah, this is what we're here for. This is the news we wait for.
Yeah,
but this goes beyond like the normal, like, oh, finally a disgruntled star gets moved to a team. Like, everyone's expecting the Jimmy Butler news to break anytime now,
right? Yeah.
But this,
dude,
this is absolutely insane.
No idea.
It my first instinct right now is I don't know who won the trade, but I feel like instinctually that the Mavs won, because at this point the Lakers do not have a center. Jackson Hayes is 100 pounds soaking wet. Trey Jameson III is just a big bruiser but can't do anything. So obviously moves are still going to be made, but we just lost a top five player in the NBA.
Yeah, and a guy that was like, has been a centerpiece of the franchise
100%
since day one. So yeah. This is absolutely like, yeah, talk about a blockbuster trade. Here we are. Like, when the news first broke, I thought it was fake. Like, as well as like a lot of people on the internet, like this is like, there's just no way. And then once ESPN actually sent out like notifications and like made their own report on their website, yeah, about the trade, I'm like, oh, okay, like this is legit.
Yeah, and then Shams follows up on his tweet saying, yes, this is real.
But yeah,
wine out of the bottle right now, boys. Like, I just don't know what to think.
The full breakdown for those who aren't aware is Lakers are acquiring Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. The Dallas Mavericks will acquire Anthony Davis, Max Christie, the Lakers 2029 first round pick, and the Utah Jazz will acquire Jalen Hood-Schifino, the LA Clippers 2025 second round pick, and Dallas's 2025 second round pick as well.
I just have to say, I really appreciate the Jazz just getting their name attached to something like this and being a facilitator in some capacity. Like, oh, we just need to fill in some salary and throw in some extra picks here. It's like, there's Jalen and Schifino going to the Jazz.
Yeah, that's, it's always the Jazz or the Hornets or, yeah, one of those, you know, third party teams. But yeah, man, this is crazy. Like, my instant first takeaway is, I don't necessarily love this trade for the Lakers tonight. This might change game one of us watching Luka with the Lakers, but like, you know, we had Anthony Davis playing at like an MVP type level. Like, he's putting up huge numbers every night. He's been pretty healthy all season long. Yeah, it just seemed, I don't know, like, arguably you could say he's the best player on the Lakers.
Oh yeah, 100%. Sorry if I'm going through Twitter.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm still in shock right now, man. I think that my initial instinct, man, is that we got fleeced in this trade. I think that AD is a top five player. I think that Luka. So from what I'm gathering and what I'm seeing from insiders is that they believe that defense wins championships, and they were not happy with Luka's conditioning, always getting hurt. And I don't think that him coming to the Los Angeles Lakers is going to change any of that. I've always, my biggest thing is that LeBron is my personal GOAT, right? Like, I love the man. Like, I think he's amazing. I love watching him play basketball. But my biggest pet peeve is when he doesn't get a call, he argues to the refs, and it's a 5-1-4 going back the other way, right?
Yeah, it's about to be like
with Luka Doncic, it's now a 3-on-5. That's my first thought. We lose an all-star defensive player. So, and I don't know what Maxi Kleber's health status is, but right now, as far as I know, Markieff Morris, I don't know if it's senior that we're getting, if it was our 2020 Markieff Morris, but I don't think he's really a rotational player for us. So literally as of tonight, with a great win over the Knicks, I thought we really are starting to develop an identity of like a defensive team, especially with DFS and Vando. Like, we're looking good. I was lamenting to you guys, oh man, DFS, Vando, Max Christie, Gabe, AD. I kept talking about that. Max Christie's gone. He's been playing the most consistent basketball for the Lakers. AD is gone. He is our defensive presence. We have
Maxi Kleber has a broken foot.
Oh, so it's not
he is going to be out for a significant amount of time. He had surgery. Yeah, he's just out indefinitely. Broke his right foot in a game against the Celtics on the 25th.
Okay, so all right, so that's nothing. So
I got a tweet from Chris Haynes. Anthony Davis is waving his trade kicker.
What's his trade kicker?
Let's see if somebody explains it. A trade kicker is a contractual clause in the NBA that pays a player a bonus if they are traded. It is known as a trade bonus.
Okay.
So no free money.
Yeah, he's just forgoing that extra cash he'd get for being traded to help facilitate. Dude.
So then Anthony Davis is okay with this.
If he's
waving it, he's either being like, okay, thanks, Rob, bye.
Yeah, from what I saw, I mean, you know, this is all the internet, you know what I mean? But I saw something that was like the Lakers and AD had a rift after he did that interview with ESPN saying that, oh, we need another center.
Yeah.
But like, is that really enough to like trade him? Like, is that how you solve that problem?
Lakers are a 5 seed.
They're like, making a run.
They've been doing very well. I don't.
You in our last 10. We're finally getting it together.
What this tells me is that they're all in on winning it, like right now, I guess. Like,
who? Dallas? Clearly, because the Lakers aren't.
Both teams, really, I guess.
this might be both franchises being in some like twisted up mentality, thinking that like, oh, we just need a different type of star on our team.
Right.
And maybe the Lakers are just like, you know, we're never going to be able to trade for a big man or get a big man. Fuck it. We don't want any of them then.
We don't want
get rid of AD. Let's just get some other guy who will just fucking ball handle, jack up shots. And
so we're a C-rated version of the Warriors.
Welcome to the club.
No. And on the Mavericks side of things, like on paper, a Kyrie and AD led team, that's great. But there's also a lot baked into that, though. Like, you talk about durability.
What year are we in?
Exactly.
What year? 2025, bro. Okay, sure. They have Klay Thompson on the team, too, bro. It's still 2025.
Hear this out. Dallas's starting lineup, off the top of my head, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, PJ Washington, Derek Lively, right? Because AD now gets to be the four.
Yeah.
So Derek Lively is the five, PJ Washington, and Klay Thompson. Kyrie, Klay, PJ, AD, Derek Lively.
I gotta see it on the court, man. Like, yeah, I see the names on paper, and I'm like, yeah, this could be good. This could be really, really good.
And then, as currently constructed, the Lakers would be LeBron James, Austin Reeves, Luka Doncic, Rui Hachimura, and Jackson Hayes, with Dorian Finney-Smith, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, Dalton Knecht. Trade Jameson off of the bench.
What's good with Christian Wood? Is he coming back?
I think we're past that.
I genuinely think that the Lakers have another move up their sleeve. Like
it's got to be, at this point, Rui
for Miles Turner.
At this point, it's going to be, if we want Walker Kessler, right? And if everybody's in on the Walker Kessler sweepstakes, we only have one first round pick now for Walker Kessler. So that means that we have to give up. And obviously we have to say he is making a very small amount of money. So we could give up a Gabe Benson, but I wouldn't do that because we won't have any more ball handling.
No, Luka can dribble the air out of the ball. Don't worry about that.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I'm not
ball handling. Yeah. Don't worry. You already have a very high usage guard or whatever you want to label him as. He'll just dribble the ball forever.
Bro, I don't know how this is going to work. How is LeBron and Luka going to work together in tandem?
LeBron's going to the Warriors, man. Manifest.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about LeBron finding out about this trade?
What's he said? Has he said anything?
Apparently he was at dinner. I saw a tweet that he actually walked out of the restaurant, but apparently he's just processing it. But from what I gather and what I'm seeing, he legitimately did not know. And a lot of people are making the claim that, like, with this level and magnitude of a trade, the players don't know. It's GM to GM. Because at that point, like, if a player knows, then reps are getting involved and all this stuff. So I legit think there was no GM here.
I totally agree. And the same thing with the Mavericks and Luka, too, like, from what I've seen on Twitter and all that. But that the Mavericks didn't tell Luka that he was being traded. They just up and traded him.
Yeah.
I could have sworn he would have been a Maverick for life, man. Or at least, essentially his entire career.
It seemed like that's what it was trending towards. Like, he was going to be the new, I don't want to say like the new Dirk, but like, you know, to be the new star to carry the torch from Dirk.
Yeah, a new face for the generation of the team. Like,
right. But here we are on a Saturday evening.
Dude,
Doncic is a Los Angeles Laker.
Hold on. Someone said, as of 5 minutes ago, I'm hearing LeBron James to the Warriors has major legs right now.
What's the source, though?
I mean, it's just Leeds and Hoops. But
Okay. Yeah. That's actually me, by the way.
Face reveal.
Yeah. My last social media presence, Legion Hoops.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is crazy because it's like, to talk about the Warriors real quick for a second, it's like I'm seeing Warriors fans saying, like, the Warriors are scared to trade Kevon Looney and GP2 and the Lakers trade Anthony Davis.
Say that again? Sorry.
I've just seen, like, Warrior fans talking on the internet saying how, like, the Warriors are scared to put up like GP2 or Kevon Looney and like any sort of trades, but the Lakers will trade AD.
Why would they be worried about it?
Like, or Warriors are sentimental about their championship contributors.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to Lakers All Day Every Day, Aaron Cohen, massive Laker following, is one of the OG goats that I follow. Credible sources tell him that AD was caught completely off guard by this trade, and he feels extremely betrayed.
I hate to see it, man, because, like, that guy brought a championship to Los Angeles.
100%. Bubble or not, bro. However you look at it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a banner up there.
Exactly. That's a banner. What's the general tone for in the Lakers world right now?
I haven't dug deep enough into it, but I feel like the Lakers feel like this is we got policed because of Anthony Davis. And my initial instinct is that we lost this trade because I'm not a big Luka guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, Anthony Davis just does so much everywhere, either side of the court. And yeah, like I don't see him I mean, just like any NBA player, he's going to complain about bad calls. But like comparatively, like, yeah, I see AD going both ways each time. Like
Anthony Davis is a two-way player. Like Luka Doncic is what?
He's an incredible offensive talent.
Now, what all I want to see now is a Mavericks versus Cavaliers finals. Just a bunch of giant players on the court.
Old school basketball.
Yeah, seriously. This is how we bring it back. This is how we come full circle.
This is crazy, man. Like, all before the All-Star game. You know, this is going to be the talk of the town for like.
I don't know if you guys can see this. This is every tweet from like NBA players. Like, everyone thinks that this is a joke. Jalen Brunson, like, April Fools, right? Jalen Brunson, holy shit. Tyler Hero, what the fuck? Alex Caruso. Nah, Sham's got to be hacked, right? Tyrese Maxey, huh? Josh Hart, what? Joel Embiid. Oh my fucking God.
What did CJ McCollum say? Has he weighed in on the conversation?
All part of the plan, actually.
My new CBA is working perfectly. Now my Pelicans can sneak into the playoffs.
Meanwhile, Dame is like, please, someone get me out of here.
Luka was targeting a February 8th return from his calf strain. And he was actually, he was looking, they were, until this call was made, he was looking at signing a 5-year, $385 million extension.
When is he a free agent after, or is he eligible for an extension after the season, or?
He's extension eligible right now.
Okay. Oh
my God.
Man, this is crazy, man. Like, I never would have thought, because this is kind of making me think that Rob Pelinka thinks that, or he's envisioning Luka Doncic being the next superstar in LA. Cause I feel like that's kind of what AD was brought on to be.
Sure.
Which is, I don't know, man. I just
like AD came in with that team was revamped around LeBron and AD pretty fast.
Yeah, like immediately.
And then they won a championship. Like, so what kind of turnaround and what kind of changes are the Lakers going to need to make to get that to happen again?
All right. Yes. So let me put my phone down. Let me clean my screen off here. Hold on a second. Okay. I'm done living in a world like feeling bad. It's time to look forward and figure out how we're going to make this happen. What we're going to do. So Luka is a defensive liability. Great shooter.
Yes.
Yeah, he can score.
Great playmaker too.
Great playmaker, great scorer. LeBron, great playmaker, great scorer. Austin Reeves, great scorer. All I know is that the first thing that comes to my mind is like defense, 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 defense. So with that being said, my first thought is that Rui is the piece that's gone. Rui will be traded. He's a great offensive player. He had a great game tonight, but Rui's going to be gone because he is a defensive liability, and we're going to bring in a big man. So Walker Kessler and or Miles Turner will be coming on Rui Hachimura. It's going to happen before the trade deadline, February 6th. So hypothetically speaking, let's say it's Rui Hachimura for Miles Turner. Just all hypothetical, right? Our starting lineup then goes Luka, LeBron, Miles Turner, Austin Reeves, Dorian Finney-Smith. It's not a bad lineup. Then off the bench, you got Jared Vanderbilt. You got Gabe Vincent. Dalton Connect.
The backcourt defense is a bit of a concern.
Jackson Hayes. Yeah, of course. So your backcourt now is Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. Hear me out, though. We get Walker Kessler. There's a moment where you could have Luka Doncic, Walker Kessler, Dalton Connect, and Austin Reeves. Just hear me out on that.
I'm listening.
Let me cook. I the Lakers did not win this trade. The Lakers didn't win this trade.
I think we gotta see it. Like, give it a month.
Dude, it's
just crazy. Like, tonight, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lakers lost another pick, man.
Yeah, that a first rounder. It's always hard to give up a first rounder, but when you're bringing in Luka Doncic, who's like,
okay, here's what I need to see: Markieff Morris stats this year.
People are saying that this is, and I agree with this, that you're setting up the future of the franchise for the next 10 years having Luka. I understand
that makes sense to me, but like, setting it up right now when the Lakers are the 5 seed, and like you were just saying earlier, like, the Lakers are kind of getting in a groove right now. Like, they were establishing the identity defensively.
Also, true though, one thing I'm seeing, and I like to see this, is just the identity that we know of Luka is what is swaying our opinion right now. Anthony Davis is 31. Luka Doncic is 25.
No, for sure. You're setting yourself up for the future, like, you know, very like post LeBron and then like then some.
Yeah.
As like, you know, AD was the guy that would be there post LeBron, but you'd still need to find that next guy to come after AD probably sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, Luka Doncic, man, like he's going to be around for a while.
This is coming in right now from Brad Towson. I was told that this was Nico Harrison's deal, and that it took several weeks to play out after the Mavericks reached out to the Lakers, and that Harrison got full support from Mavericks governor Patrick Dumont. So this has been like on the hush for a little bit, apparently.
Jeez.
From the Mavs perspective, I could see why they were wanting to move off of Luka Doncic when, you know, they bring up like their concern in his conditioning and like a massive extension that they were getting ready to offer him. But to see this all like happen like mid-season is crazy.
If the concerns to trade a player because of that are so valid that they go through with the trade, why is the other team accepting that player? The Lakers have to have reasoning to be like, oh, that's something that we can work with, work around, fix.
Right.
All I can say to that is good luck. You traded for essentially three. Okay. Lakers traded for two injured players. Luka's injured. Maxi Kleber's injured.
Well, Luka will be back February 8th.
Okay. Luka's going to be back. Markieff Morris has played maybe a total of 12 minutes in the past month.
Yeah, it's
like
it's a salary dump.
Sure. And then you gave up Anthony Davis and a first and Max Christie. I don't see LeBron on this team. I just can't see it. I don't know what the fucking plan is.
Rob Palenka, call in.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts.
Because we're confused. We're trying to figure this out for you, man. What's next for the Lakers? I mean, I think
it just has to be LeBron moving on. Like, I just don't know, man.
Someone's like, if the Suns don't turn Beal into Bron or Kyrie after this Luka trade.
Yeah, I mean, dude, at this point, like come
KD
on.
KD and Kyrie want to still play together?
Tim McMahon reporting that Luka was pushing 270 pounds and the Mavs were tired of his conditioning issues.
Dude, this guy could be on the line.
I mean,
whoa.
Fuck, what's his name? Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
This guy could be playing for the Eagles right now.
They might need him.
I'm just astonished right now. I just don't even know what to do. I'm just lost on Twitter right now, bro.
I can't believe 30 AD's 31. I thought he was like 29.
Nah, bro. He's been in the league a while, man.
That's crazy, dude. Time flies.
If we want to talk about a different trade. Honestly,
in my opinion, this pushes the Mavericks to being one of a top three team in the West. In my opinion.
Everyone's healthy? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to miss those like Luka explosions where he goes off for like a 50 burger, but I think they have a better defensive team. I mean, we've talked about defense this whole show, but I don't know. They got better defensively. They are bigger, but they're already a big team, but now they got bigger. You got AD at the four where he prefers to play. Their guard situation.
This is coming in from Shams right now, guys. Here.
This deal materialized in the shadows. This came out of nowhere. This is maybe the most stunning trade, definitely that I've been a part of in recent NBA history, as far as it was never clearly out there. And you saw two teams in Rob Pelinka with the Lakers, Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison there doing this deal. And I'm told Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, the players, coaches, a lot of people on both sides with the Mavericks and Lakers had no idea. I can assuredly tell you it's a fact. LeBron James had no idea this was coming. Anthony Davis had no idea this was coming. I'm sure Luka Doncic is still stunned about this trade. But when you look at the totality of what just occurred, Luka Doncic is a 25-year-old, like you said, mega star, perennial all-NBA player. He's someone that you think of as untouchable, as a guy that's never going to be traded. I'm told that the Mavericks actually approached the Lakers and offered Luka Doncic a few days ago in a trade. Very recently, the Mavericks went out. They knew exactly who they wanted. They wanted Anthony Davis. That's the player that if they were ever going to trade Luka Doncic, if this was even a thought that was going to cross their mind, it was for AD. And so the Mavericks called the Lakers, offered Luka Doncic, and that's when the Lakers had to huddle internally. They've never offered Anthony Davis ever in a trade. But if you're going to get offered Luka Doncic, that's when Jeannie Buss, Rob Pelinka, and that organization, they had to meet. And it's Luka Doncic at the end of the day. And they went out, and he's a 25-year-old player. For the next decade, you can look at him as the face of your franchise. And on the other side, with the Mavericks, you have someone who's 31. He's in the prime of his career. He wants to win a championship now, Anthony Davis does. And you pair him with Kyrie Irving, who he's friends with and close with. Jason Kidd coached him on the 2020 championship Lakers. Jared Dudley, there's other members of that coaching staff that he's very close with. And Nico Harrison, he has a relationship with through Nike. So you take the curtains back, and it makes a lot of sense in many ways. But this coming right now, it's the most stunning trade that I've definitely been a part of. This deal materialized in the shadow. This deal materialized in the...
Crazy.
In all of your years of watching basketball, is this the craziest thing you've seen?
I'm trying to think of like a mid-season trade of this magnitude off top of my head, and I'm failing to do that. Granted, it's like 10:30. Usually, I'm asleep by this time, but like,
yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen anything bigger than this.
I don't know, man. This is massive. Like Shams was just saying, like on that clip, like Luka was like one of those guys that's like untouchable.
Well, yeah, I thought he was a Maverick for life.
Yes. And I thought AD would probably be a Laker till, for life too, or the rest of his career.
In my head, it was until he would figure it out after LeBron left, whether he was going to stay or going to go. But yeah, I keep digging down the Twitterverse. And
do you think LeBron could force his way back to Cleveland?
I don't think Cleveland would do it.
Yeah, probably not now. Cleveland should be smart enough to not do that.
Yeah, Cleveland shouldn't do it.
You think it forces Cleveland
has everything that they need. They would. It would take giving up too much contractually to get him back over there.
Oh yeah.
And then at that point,
just tie Jerome in a first round pick.
Exactly.
Get it done.
It's Kenny Atkinson. You could actually trade a coach for a
coach. Oh wow.
All right, I'm still trying to. Yeah, right now, based on our current situation, it's looking like Austin Reaves is our point guard, Luka is our shooting guard, Bron's our small forward, DFS is our power forward, and everyone's saying just go Vando at the five. But I mean, we're gonna go Jackson Hayes, obviously. But like,
yeah, Vando just got backroom injury. Don't put him at the five.
I don't think that'd be a good position for him at all. Anyway,
it's so crazy that like my text thread started going all wild. I was like, what? And my buddy texted me, who's like not even a basketball fan. And he's like, is this real? Dude. And I saw that and I was like, this is cap. And then I like looked at our group and it started blowing up. And then I started getting all these other texts. I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no.
I didn't think it was real.
Oh, dude, the second I saw it, I was like, oh, that's like Photoshop. Like Casey's found some crazy fucking Reddit post somewhere.
I thought like, yeah, Shams got hacked and this is like, you know, another hack job. But yeah, once the official ESPN website posted, I'm like, okay, like this is real. This happened.
I wish we could hear all the different phone lines to teams that have these like untouchable players right now. Cause I'm sure as shit, there's so many calls going out right now to teams being like, hey, can we trade for this guy? Like, can we just get him off your hands? Like, let's just make something worth it. We'll get the Jazz involved.
Yeah. If I'm the Warriors, I'm calling the Phoenix Suns and I'm asking about Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Like, let's go. They got to get something done. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think Zach LaVine or Jimmy Butler.
A scorer, please.
I think it's inevitable, but.
Do you think that. Okay, so if, hypothetically speaking, Bron's like, I want to get traded, right? Let's say he goes to the Warriors. Does that make the Warriors a contender? I don't think
no. No, it makes them very cool to watch, though. They will single-handedly save NBA TV ratings,
and it'll be impossible to get into Chase Center.
Oh yeah, it's simply impossible.
It'll be a great money maker, but will it make for a great basketball team? I don't know. Yeah.
Cat, wait, hold on. What are you talking about? Look at the Lakers. Oh, geez. Lakers won this year. They got it. 91.
No, they did not.
A lot of people do seem excited about this trade. I think it's just because it's a huge trade.
But yeah. Like, I mean, like, do we think that we're going to, like, consider, like, in the future, like, where were we when this trade happens? Like, do you think that the ramifications are going to lead to such eventful outcomes for either teams that like we will have to look back on like where were we on this day? Because like what if Luka just starts a fucking like random dynasty with the Lakers and they just win like three in a row or something?
And that's totally in the cards. Like he's 25. Obviously, you know, a lot needs to be done to make that happen. But yeah, I could see, you know, us in 5 years in our group chat, like, hey, remember when the Lakers traded AD for Luka?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, like I feel like we all remember where we were when Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors.
Oh, my God.
That July 4th.
I'll never forget that. That's for sure.
Yeah. This is kind of just kind of feels like one of those moments. What comes after that, I don't know, but it's a massive, massive trade.
I think we've said it enough at this point, but yeah, I think the Mavericks are going to benefit the most immediately from this, and then yeah, just given Luka's age and in the ideal scenario his conditioning and overall like health improves, like yeah, the Lakers are going to be in a much better situation in 5 years when Luka hits 30 or whatever.
Yeah, and he'll still be in his prime. Like,
oh yeah.
I think LeBron's out, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I truly don't see how LeBron's going to stay with this type of trade.
And that leads me to think, where's next for LeBron? Like
his next chapter.
Yeah. What's his next chapter? It's like, where could he go realistically?
The Jazz.
Team up with Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Mo Bamba and PJ Tucker are on the Jazz now. Because the Clippers and the Jazz traded the other day.
PJ Tucker?
Yeah, PJ, because he just wasn't playing on the Clippers.
Clippers got Drew Eubanks, who we watched play the Warriors and gave them like a hard time. He looked like a god out there.
Yeah. He's good on the boards, man. He's a very solid center. I watched him a lot on the Blazers. He was solid, but the Blazers ended up trading for two centers. And
bro, Casey's shout out for the little banner on the bottom. That thing's cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. We got an upgrade here on our BLA podcast.
Yeah, we got the moving ticker.
Yeah.
For like ESPN now.
Yes.
ESPN.
Casey A. Smith.
Casey A. Smith.
I'm still, trying to dive in here, see if there's anything else I can find. nothing too wild as of yet, but I just want the full story. I can't wait to see how this folds over the next like 24 hours.
Do you guys remember when the Mavericks had Jalen Brunson?
Dude, yeah.
The Knicks did?
The Mavericks.
Oh, when they yeah.
Yeah, when Brunson was on, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw NBA on ESPN just like posted a picture of Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic together. Like, what could have been? I'm like, damn.
Dude, seriously. One of the biggest and most stunning trades
in the history of the league. Time to throw that jersey away, pal. Yeah, garbage.
LeBron doesn't retire, right?
No, not mid-season. But whatever happens after the season, it's like
everyone's like, this trade wouldn't even go through in 2K.
It probably wouldn't. I don't even know if that trade would go through on a trade machine.
Hey, no. Bro, I'm just lost right now, man.
It's crazy.
Lost in it.
Yeah, really outshined the whole Jimmy Butler drama.
Which, like, that was so stale. Like, it's literally just a franchise against a player. Like, it.
Yeah.
If there was genuine interest to get Jimmy Butler on another team, I feel like that would have happened so much faster.
I don't think Jimmy Butler's even, like, the piece that makes you a contender. I don't think he's that guy.
I agree.
Like, I think he's a good player,
maybe
but.
Not,
like,
maybe not anymore.
I think he's a great player. I don't think he's an option.
Are you just trading for the name just to be like, oh, we've got Jimmy Butler to fill seats in the arena? Is that the appeal?
I think you're trading for what he could possibly bring your team in, like, April.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to, like, making a playoff push and a playoff run, it's like, well, this guy's got that, he's got a proven track record, but I don't know.
Bro, I still can't fucking believe this. This is crazy. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm like, trying to run this trade through a spot track right now.
Everyone's saying that you can't because it doesn't work. Because it's like the internet's broken right now because everyone's trying to make it happen on spot.
Yeah, that's trying to prove that it shouldn't work. People are going to be like posting screenshots of their 2K game. Like, oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't go through. Oh, man.
I just wow, they're all Aaron Cohen right now, Lakers all day, every day is like giving his goodbye post straight out of AD.
Damn, no, it's real.
Yeah, that's...
It's over, man.
But something new is starting for the Lakers. The Luka experience. Get excited.
I don't want the Luka experience. It's just dribble. The Luka experience is the LeBron experience at a lesser level.
Yeah. I mean, it's why I keep saying that LeBron's just not, he just can't be on this team. Like it's not going to work. You just can't have both those guys on the court.
You can't.
Spot Track won't let me do the trade.
Yeah, no, they're just like, you're crazy.
But the only thing that makes me think maybe there is a possibility that LeBron would stay is because before Luka signed with Jordan, LeBron was trying to have Luka be the first person to sign under LBJ under LeBron or his line with Nike.
Yeah.
Because he said he loves his game and stuff like that. But I just can't see them coexisting on the court.
Was that in 2017? Like,
yeah, it was a while ago. It was a while ago. I just remember that story. So, but yeah, man, I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, I think we just wait for this full story to come out or for more news to come out about what was going on behind the scenes, because...
I mean, to especially see what happens with the Lakers and like what other moves that they're going to try to make. Because, yeah, this doesn't feel like it's the Lakers. Like, oh, like this is it. This is all we have to do is make this trade. This is clearly setting up what is to come.
And if it's to set up the future of the franchise, starting with Luka Doncic, it's not a bad place to start.
Yeah.
But it's just weird for them to do this right now when they are outside of the play-in tournament.
And
they're putting together a good season. Like, and you, I don't know. Like, this is totally going to change up how the roster completely. Like,
bro, it's like we no longer have an identity. With the Lakers, it's like
they got to figure it out mid-season now.
We had just started like clicking too. Like, I don't even know what JJ's thinking right now. JJ's probably sick. Like, what do you even do? Like, I don't even know, like, what defensive, like, lineups you could put out there. Like, because at this point, we had to make sure there was never a point, except maybe once every, like, seven games, where it's like, you either have LeBron or you have AD out on the floor at the same time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, at least with AD, you have, like, a defensive presence. So,
yeah.
Does it matter if Luka and LeBron are off at the same time because it's like they're just both defensive liabilities? But one, they're both just great scorers. Like I don't know. I just don't know.
They don't have that anchor on the other side now.
I know, bro. It's like honestly, something is probably coming in the next. Yeah, I mean, before the trade deadline for sure. So in the next 5 days, we will have a center. We have to. And if we don't, Rob Blink is done.
Austin's going there and firing him in person.
And trade deadline's on Thursday?
Is that?
Yeah, and we wait for the Thursday.
We got Clippers. Yeah, Clippers on Tuesday, Warriors on Thursday.
This has got to be the most awkward plane ride home for Max Christie right now.
It's a long plane ride.
New York to LA. Do you find out you're traded?
You know, do you know if AD traveled with the team?
No, he's back in LA.
Yeah.
That's got to be so awkward for Max because he's been playing so good.
He has.
That Dallas Laker game is going to be fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, when's that coming? Let's see.
Yeah, when do we play Mavericks next?
February 25th.
Oh, boy. That's going to be
in LA.
That's going to be a doozy.
I'm being fed things to say on here at this point, but what would David Stern do? this trade. Yeah.
Adam Silver's just like views, man.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, good. We have more people talking about Twitter now.
Adam Silver's NBA is a barbarian league. Anything goes.
Stephen A. Smith just posted, what?
Yeah, pretty much. And then there'll be one more showdown with the Mavericks in Dallas, April 9th. And then that wraps up the season series.
Yeah, it's a three-gamer. It's not a four-gamer this year. I didn't realize it's three. I never knew. It's three games for the West, four games for in conference, and two games. I never knew that.
I always thought it was four for the West, and then two for the East.
That's what I thought, but it's four for division, three for West, two for East.
That makes more sense though, just for like scheduling purposes.
Yeah, because I was always like, why do certain teams get three games versus four?
And it's like, I feel like we see like the Pacers and the Pistons play every week, and like the Suns and the Lakers play every week.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's the same games.
Yeah. But I love like, every week I'm good for like one post of like Isaiah Stewart fighting the Pacers.
Oh yeah. It's the best.
It is great.
He's a real winner.
Shout out the Pistons.
Did you see he got suspended for his bobblehead night?
That's awesome.
What a life. Oh my God, why?
Because he got like so many technicals and he like
He got the suspension game. Oh,
yeah, no. So the suspension game was on his bobblehead.
So it's a disaster.
It's so funny.
It's a kid.
That's ridiculous, man. Yeah, I'm just kind of reacting as the internet's reacting, to be honest. Like, this is just insane.
Lakers Nation, Anthony Davis is reportedly good with being dealt to the Mavericks and will waive his trade kicker.
Yeah. Okay.
He's good.
Man, the Lakers explained that. I was told the Mavericks initiated this. They contacted the Lakers, and I was told that the Lakers reached out to
Chris Haynes.
I was told the Mavericks initiated this. They contacted the Lakers, and I was told that the Lakers reached out to Rich Paul after the inquiry from the Dallas Mavericks, and the Lakers explained that they're looking for LeBron James's replacement, somebody who can initiate the offense, a dominant scorer out on the perimeter, somebody who can kind of take over the rounds. And Dallas, they're looking for front court help. And AD Nico over there, the general manager for the Dallas Mavericks, they're very tight. Matter of fact, Nico was AD's Nike rep. He's the one that helped sign AD to Nike way back when. So there's a connection there. I was told that AD was initially shocked, but as of right now, I'm told he's feeling good about the situation and moving forward. So that's kind of what happened behind the scenes and what led to this. The Dallas Mavericks initiated this.
I don't know, man.
This was a big picture move for the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then for the Mavericks, I think this was a kind of like Roman was saying earlier in the show, like this is going to help them in the immediate future.
But yeah,
for the Lakers, it might take a little time for it to, for us to see the results. Who knows? But maybe like the Lakers do have another move up their sleeve and you get some help in there for Luka and LeBron, get some backcourt help, get another center.
Yeah. Shams just tweeted again. It's 1,000% real.
I hope it's real.
And that's 7 minutes ago. And this is our first look at that's gonna look like.
Yeah, that's strange.
I'm not gonna lie, I think AD looks good in a Mavs jersey.
He looks cool, but Luka looks
Luka in a Lakers jersey is
Never thought I'd see it. I thought I'd only see it in like ridiculous jersey swaps.
Yeah. He looks happy.
I feel so bad for Max Christie, man. The other thing I was seeing is that, like, we were possibly trying to get in on a De'Aaron Fox trade, but the Lakers were going to put up Austin Reeves. So I guess we were willing to put up Anthony Davis for Luka fucking Doncic.
Oh, my God. I like De'Aaron Fox more.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And if it only cost you Austin Reeves, like.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins 10 minutes ago. Like
De'Aaron Fox really, you know, he's forcing his way to San Antonio.
Oh, the dream.
It's alive.
It's possible.
This is Brian Windhorse.
About the Lakers, it's not really about LeBron. This is about the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. This move, I, in the moment here, believe is one of the most stunning trades, one of the biggest and most stunning trades in the history of the league. And obviously, because it is involving a legacy franchise and a legacy player like the Lakers and LeBron, we're going to tend to focus on that. But that's not where the fascinating part is here, is my phone has exploded with agents and executives and players and all people with the game. The focus in the league is the Dallas Mavericks' decision to trade Luka Doncic here. This is basically a rebuke of him. This is them saying that they don't think they can win with him. They're worried about the kind of defense he plays. They're worried about the kind of way he keeps himself in condition. They're worried, obviously, about his ability to focus at the biggest moments. As you know, Phil, I have felt this way about Luka before, but I have always felt he would get past it. I would felt that it would be part of his story. He is 25 years old and he has already qualified for the Supermax, which he was eligible to sign this year. There was no way he wasn't going to sign that contract. He was going to be committed to the Dallas Mavericks. This was a player who was locked in. It was going to be a question of, could he win two or three MVPs? Could he win one or multiple championships? And it was the Dallas Mavericks who are pulling the plug on that. And not only that, they are not auctioning him off. They are not letting the league know, come to us with your highest bid. This was a pocket deal. This was like a billion-dollar mansion changing hands where there was only one bidder, as far as we know. And not only that, they didn't even get the entire package from the Lakers. Yes, they got Anthony Davis. They didn't get Austin Reeves. They only got one of the two first-round picks. The Lakers are still holding a first-round pick. How can you trade Luka Doncic and not have the second first-round pick? I mean, that's a minor footnote. Okay, now let me switch over to the Lakers, because the Mavericks side of this is the far, far more fascinating move. Far, far, far more fascinating move. But okay, switch to the Lakers. LeBron has dreamed about playing with Luka Doncic for years. This is something he never thought, but he badly, badly wanted. When Luka was deciding where he was going to go within Nike, LeBron pressed him very hard to come to his shoe brand within Nike. He ended up going with the Jordan brand, but he was trying to recruit him then. He saw a vision of the two of them playing together. A couple of years ago, Kyrie Irving tried to get LeBron to figure out a way to get to Dallas. And LeBron said, no, Kyrie, come to LA. But, you know, the reason that Kyrie wanted to think to see if that was possible when LeBron was a free agent was because he knew that the Luka LeBron connection was there. So I'd have to think about it and see them play together. But this, while LeBron is losing a teammate that he's won a championship with, and I'm sure when he was brought with this, he was in shock. I haven't spoken to him or heard from him, but I have to assume that he will have a lot of excitement because he has dreamed of this. And I'm sure he thought it was never going to happen in his career.
It looks like somebody hacked into the automation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron's definitely going to go to the Lakers with a reaction to this. And yeah, maybe he is really excited by this. Maybe he wants to stay and play it out and see what it's like. But I don't think I'm going to like watching it personally.
Devin Booker was just speaking on it after their win. I just lost it. I'm lost, man. I'm lost. Well, guys, I don't know if anything else is going to break tonight, so I don't know if we can really report on anything else.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we just sit and wait for the morning.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm gonna
for news to come out and see what this does for the rest of the trade market around the NBA. I'm sure it'll have a ripple effect around the league.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm probably gonna hop off of here. I gotta hit like one other thing before I go to sleep, but I guess I'm glad we got to do a quick pod because this is absolutely incredible stuff.
Thanks to all our live viewers for hopping in and hanging out with us while we react to this crazy Saturday evening and the NBA.
Yeah, it's definitely been one for the books for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's hopefully maybe we can get on one tomorrow to kind of see if anything else shakes out. So,
oh yeah, I mean, trade deadline week, there'll be a lot of movement going on, I'm sure, or at least, you know, rumors or
chatter.
Yeah, there'll be stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
we'll be around.
Yeah. Well, until next time or until tomorrow, unless something happens at like 4 a.m., maybe I'll hog in or something. But
set your alarms, everybody.
4 a.m., wake up to new trades.
All right. Well, have a good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we'll catch you soon.